This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for September 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive for several models of Bell helicopters. Comair executives told workers in Cincinnati Wednesday the carrier will likely be about half its current size 2 years from now. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association remains upbeat about negotiations with management leading to contract changes, allowing the airline to add some bigger 737-800s to its fleet. The Alphabet Groups are praising New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson for his recent proclamation of September as Aviation and Aerospace Appreciation Month in the state. NASA has extended the Space Program Operations Contract with United Space Alliance of Houston to March 31, 2011. NASA expects to award 20 undergraduate and 5 graduate scholarships. They could be as much as $15,000 per year for 2 years, with an additional $10,000 stipend for internships. A new sculpture going in at Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky, will be a memorial to those who died on Flight 5191. The metal sculpture will stand 17 feet tall and depict 49 ascending doves. The grand winner of the Moonbots competition, sponsored by the XPRIZE and LEGO, is Team Landroids of New Jersey, a group of 5 8th-grade neighborhood friends who participate in various science competitions and robotics challenges. And the owner of a strip club says he didn't mean for the pilot of a Southwest flight on approach to Love Field to be dazzled. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with John McBean, president and CEO of Kit Fox Aircraft, about the stunning Rotec radial-powered Super Sport Series 7 that was on display at Oshkosh this year. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Labor Day holiday weekend. We have Monday off. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. Have a clear and unlimited day.